Really were setting also the continuing to set the foundation. And so we'll continue now with stillness and sitting meditation, and I will introduce loving kindness meditation at some point. And then we'll go for another period of walking movement. And then we come back for some meditation, some mindful eating. This may apply to different people depending where you're at. And at least you can apply it when it's appropriate for you during the day today. And so continuing having this sense, this wise perspective, wise view, that this practice continues as we shift from posture, from activity to another posture. And taking your place. Receiving this manifestation of the body in this posture. Establishing in a more clear way mindfulness of the body. The body is always in the present moment. And just seeing how this body feels in this posture. The changing physical sensations of the body coming and going. And you may want to rest in full body breathing. You can rest the attention in the physical sensations of the breath. Or just being aware and see how it is for you, what you're aware of, most obvious, whatever supports you. Noticing and noting if it supports you. And resting here. Relaxing, letting go of shoulds and just being here, receiving the soothing sensations of just being here, receiving, allowing. Or just the whole range and being at ease with this, with the ease or dis-ease of whatever shows up. Remembering this attitude of curiosity and kindness, if possible, how you're receiving, relating to experience, allowing. Being aware, being here. Receiving the tingling or the tightness or the softness, the vibrating, the pulling, the pushing, the rising and falling. Coming and going. And as we are embodied here, making space for maybe bringing a practice that supports the mind. That guides this dear mind to incline to wholesome states. And to be inclined to maybe kindness. Benevolence. Non-ill will. And we can bring this intention of practicing a little bit with metta and seeing how it feels, this interplay of the mind and the body. As we practice metta, the Pali word for loving kindness or friendliness. This practice that supports us to stay when things are hard, when things are okay, that supports us to stay with kind of an unconditional acceptance. The quality of the heart that we can cultivate that is natural in us, actually, and that we can also cultivate to remember or to recognize it when it happens through our body, our minds, actions of body, speech, and mind with metta, with kindness. And so, as we are establishing mindfulness, and maybe we bring this intention to be open to receive these instructions, the classical way in which we offer these instructions is by repeating some phrases that I can offer to you. Maybe later you can change the phrases to whatever phrase supports you. But we start again with using these phrases as the object in the same way we were using the breath, coming back to the physical sensations of the breath. For some time here, we're using the phrases, repeating the phrases. And going back to the phrases, like an anchor coming back to this home base of kindness. And this coming back doesn't mean that we're going to feel it. It's not so much about feeling the love and feeling something. We can, but maybe we don't. And I just want to say that it's okay. There's nothing that is against the practice of metta. In fact, it is a purification practice. And there may be different emotions that can arise. So please know that however it unfolds, it's okay. Mindfulness helps us stay knowing what is here moment to moment. And metta helps us to stay here. It's easy or easier to stay when there's some attitude of kindness and kind of a pure love, pure sense of goodness in us. And so we start by maybe having a sense of ourselves in this moment. We offer metta to different beings, and usually we start with ourselves. And so the phrases that we can offer are, may I be happy? May I be safe? May I have health? May it be so. May I live with ease? You can repeat the phrases at your natural pace as you breathe in and as you breathe out. You can just say the word happy, safe, have health, live with ease. May it be so, may this being, this heart mind lives with ease. May I be happy? May I be safe? May I have health and live with ease? If the attention drifts away, it's not a problem. Just go back to the phrases kindly and gently. You can also use any other phrase that you may use for metta practice. And just repeating in the stillness of the mind, guiding, training the mind kindly to these dear phrases. As you repeat the phrases, maybe you may sense that there's some energy of metta being generated within you. It's almost like a self oven, or like having a sun within you. In your inner landscape, the sun of metta radiating this metta energy in all directions. And so you can continue repeating the phrases as you radiate from this inner sun of your dear being in all directions. Or you can choose just to stay with the phrases or just to radiate metta, whatever supports you. May I be happy and safe. May I have health and live with ease. Radiating metta as you say the phrases, as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Radiating metta in all directions, we infuse this body and mind with this energy of kindness. May I be happy and safe. May I have health and live with ease. If there are any strong emotions that arise, it's okay. Say yes, yes. You can be here, giving respect and see what needs to be attended. That's how metta practice is. If there's something to attend and it arises, then metta tells us, oh, shift to mindfulness practice. Give attention to this, know it. If it is an emotion, a strong physical sensation, whatever it is. And then when you're ready to go back to metta, just go back and bring the attention to the phrases, to radiating, whatever works for you. It's okay. No, kindly and gently, maybe offering the phrases to oneself and radiating within us. Infusing our dear bodies, minds, and hearts with metta, maybe one or two more times. And kindly and gently, maybe expanding these sending of phrases, benevolence, goodwill, kindness, not only to ourselves, but also becoming aware as we are radiating that we're sending to all of us here, metta, in all directions. And that we are all giving metta away and receiving metta. Take it in from all of us to you, dear friend. Giving and receiving metta. May we all be happy and safe. May we have health and live with ease, all of us. And within all of us here, there may be some dear fairy friends, some fish, some plants, some rocks in our homes, in our environments, in the natural world around us. May we all include all beings within ourselves, within around us, I'm sorry. In the human and natural world, may we all receive and give this metta, this loving kindness. May we all be happy and safe. May we have health and live with ease. May it be so. Take it in, giving away this boundless, boundless energy of kindness, of goodwill. May you be well, may we be well, may I be well. And now, kindly and gently offering metta, maybe one or two more times to all of us here. Appreciating the opportunity to practice metta. And then go back to the mindfulness practice. Of resting in the sensations, changing sensations of the breath. in whatever way supportive to you. Breath in the full body breathing. The in breath and out breath right at the nostrils or the rise and falling of the abdomen. Or just receiving the sounds coming and going, being aware. Resting in this moment. And so now, just continuing with whatever movement, whatever daily activity you're engaged, just be aware in any way that is supportive to you. Walking, being aware of the changing sensations. Drinking a cup of tea and just feeling the cup, touching it. And when you're drinking, just we'll talk more about this in eating meditation, I'm sorry. But whatever movement you're doing, just being aware.